Primarily, it is a networking opportunity. Secondly, we'll catch up with all of the major handset suppliers. Many of them hold back on announcing new smartphones until to coincide with the event. We're actually running a little video blog on those new handsets. So if you're connected to any of the Manx Telecom social media channels, you'll see all about that, including, I think, the first one is around the new Samsung Galaxy S7, which is eagerly awaited. And then finally, it's the chance for Gary and Kevin to catch up with other telecoms operators, because what we do is also about collaboration, information sharing, and where we can, sharing best practice with many other operators of similar size to ourselves.
Does Manx Telecom have its own exhibit out there, or are you just there attending?
Yeah, we're there as in a visiting capacity. As I said, it's the chance to meet up with contacts from across the industry. An increasing percentage of our business now is conducted in the UK and overseas. So it's a chance for those to actually meet up with ourselves in Barcelona. So one area we are engaged with a lot at the moment is the so-called Internet of Things. So that's moving from smartphones, devices being used for person-to-person communication onto machine-to-machine communication, whether it's controlling fridges and heating remotely from your smartphone, whether it's pay-as-you-drive insurance, health monitoring. A lot of those opportunities within the UK and beyond, we are quite heavily involved with. So it's a chance to develop some business as well.
Yeah, IoT is high on the agenda. So too, I understand, is 5G. Is this something you and your colleagues have been taking a particular interest in?
It's something we have taken an interest in. It seems only yesterday that we've spent £10 million on investing in a world-class 4G network. Yeah, 5G is coming along at some stage, and it may be a little while. It certainly talks a good game, so all of the major infrastructure suppliers are beginning to lay out some of their thoughts and ideas for a technology which effectively is still in development stage. It's still in the lab. I don't think we will see 5G until probably 2019 at the earliest. But potentially at that point, it will offer super fast speeds over a mobile network. And technology partners are talking of speeds up to 3 gigabit per second and some other benefits alongside that. So it's a big talking point, but a long way off.